Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story this half hour, Chicago adds to its travel quarantine list, and hints some states may come off that list soon. But the city's top health official is still sounding a warning. Here's WBBM political editor Craig Delamore.
Chicago Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady says the city's travel order has been expanded to include people coming here from Puerto Rico who would be required to quarantine for 14 days. But she says things have been improving in Iowa, Kansas, and Utah, and they could drop off the list next week. But Arwady is still concerned about a rise in cases, especially among those from 18 years old to 30, even though hospitalizations are steady.
So in that context, where younger people are more likely to be getting COVID, it's not surprising to me that we've not seen increases in hospitalizations or increases in deaths. However, this pattern has also been seen around the country.
She warns a continued rise could see more restrictions, so she urges people to wear masks and maintain social distancing. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Cook County prosecutors say the man who killed 9-year-old Janari Ricks in a vacant lot near the former Carini Green Project last week went hunting. 39-year-old Daryl Johnson is charged with first-degree murder. Officials say Janari's father was the intended target. Johnson's attorney says his client is, quote, the wrong person to be charged.
Some DuPage County voters have received more than one application for a mail-in election ballot, but the county clerk's office says there's no cause for concern.
The DuPage County clerk's office says some registered voters will receive duplicate mail-in applications, some from the county due to data entry issues or because of changes of address. Also, they could be receiving applications from political action committees or candidates. But the clerk's office tells WBBM even if a voter did send in several applications for a mail-in ballot, they would only receive one ballot, also suggesting the best way to apply for a mail-in ballot is by going online. The clerk's office insists voting by mail is secure and safe, and that duplicate applications for the mail-in ballot does not compromise the election process. Dave Berner, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The pandemic has forced leaders of a Chicago Youth Football League to call an audible for its fall season, but they say they found a safer way to keep the kids active and involved in the sport they love.
The Northside Youth Football League, based out of Wells Park, has been forced to cancel all tackle football this season.
It was just impossible to pull it off logistically.
President Mike Lohman, who spent time on a state task force on resuming youth sports, says starting next month, the league will offer a flag football program for 6 through 9-year-olds and a separate program for older players.
It's a socially distanced game with very quick and frequent interactions that you're close by someone. It's very comparable to baseball.
Lohman says the league is simply doing what safety guidelines allow.
We feel that we're doing something good for the community. We don't feel that we're adding risk to the community. We feel that we're actually benefiting the community from what we're doing for kids.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Teachers from Orland Park, Palos Hills, and Tinley Park held a noisy car caravan today to say the start of the school year should be remote only, not the hybrid model the district is currently planning.
Dozens of teachers driving past District 230 headquarters here in Orland Park.
This reminds me of when the government came to get E.T., you know, you picture that scene, and it's like, that's what school's going to be like.
Michelle Etchison is the president of the Teachers Association.
You know, we would love to, you know, be high-fiving the kids and, like, see their warmth, you know, in their faces and be able to have them do collaborative activities at school and be able to do sports like normal and everything like normal. But we can't. We aren't there. We're not going to be there for a very, very long time. So we have to take protective measures. And the only way to do that is to start school remotely.
Mike Murray with the union says the students and the teachers here don't need to be guinea pigs. In Orland Park, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.